Now it's time for 300 Villages. This week, we're heading to Caltag on the Yukon River.
My name is Justin Smolka. I'm the village of Caltag. I'm the first chief of our tribe. Our village is a very beautiful place, very pleasant place to live. You could go out. Right now I live back town, but if I look back to the north and the west, the beautiful Nalato Hills, it's only a couple miles away. And about half a mile from me, if I drive out town, I get to see the beautiful, mighty Yukon. We've got 180 people here. The kids have a lot of fun. They run freely. They drive freely. They're always busy playing games, running around. Most everybody's hunting, trying to get their moose. They're done with the fall chum fishing. That was the only fishing we had for the summer. We didn't catch any king salmon, what we know as king salmon, but in the Western world, they call it Chinook. That was a big disaster for us and a shock because my whole life, I've never went through that, not having king salmon put away for our use. Our native name is Gastaw, which Gast means king salmon in the Koyukon Athabaskan. Like I say, it's a very lovely place. We have peaceful town. You know, we have our little incidents here and there, but work hard to keep it a very authentic place for people to come to. The sound of the quietness, the birds, the wind, that's what I love, me, myself.
Justin Ismalka is the first chief of the Caltag tribe. 300 Villages is AK's attempt to put every community in Alaska on the radio. If you want to hear your community featured, send an email to news@alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening to AK this week. We had help from Quentin Chandler, Lori Townsend, Ashley Snyder, and Dave Waldron. Tune in next week for more unique stories from around the state. I'm Monica Gokey.